time now for the Metroform Express on this Friday, November 27. Handy enough, meeting at Moonee Valley tomorrow afternoon. The Mackenzie Stakes and the Carline Stakes, the feature races, both at listed levels. Of course, these particular races have been pushed back to tomorrow after they were set down for the early part of the spring or the latter part of the winter. And that meeting at Moonee Valley, of course, was washed out on that Saturday afternoon. This man's never washed out because he's got that much Brill Cream in his hair these days. I speak of Mark Guest. Guesty, good morning to you.
How are you, mate? Yeah, looking forward to it. Look, I'll tell you what, meetings are judged by if you win. And yet, so if you win, you've had a good day and it's a great meeting.
Yes, thanks for that. That's great information. Geez, you're a man that thinks outside the square. If you win, you've had a good day.
That's right.
Well done, Guesty. Now, what about, where do we start then to make sure that we have a winning day with our best bets? What race?
I thought Mrs. Beckham was well over the odds at $9, and her only run at the Valley, she just didn't have any luck at all at a group race. So, and then last time she was probably in the worst spot in the Summon Stakes, another group race. So, you know, you go back to her run at Bendigo, it was excellent over 1,300 metres. I think she's going really well. And with the claim too, only carries 55.5, I think she's well over the odds. So I'll be happy to have something on her. Race 4, number 5 is the first special, Mrs. Beckham.
All right then, so race 4, number 5, Mrs. Beckham. Then where do we go?
Spice Girl.
Yes.
She was a Spice Girl. Yes.
Thank you for that. You're a big fan, they tell me. Anyway.
No, I didn't mind them in the day. Number 5, Nicolini Vito. I'm glad that he's drawn out a little bit, give it a bit of room. They'll run along a little bit. You've got deep speed up on the pace. I Love the Game will be there. Free to Move won't be that far off. And then Nicolini Vito can round them up and win like it did last time. I think it's he's a horse that just keeps improving. So I'm with race 5, number 5. 360, I think it's not a bad price either. So they're the two at the moment, Mr. Beckham and Nicolini Vito back-to-back.
Nicolini Vito, different horse since it's been gelded, flying at the moment.
That's right.
And then the final of your specials?
Pretty keen on One More Try. I think if Craig can get the horse out of the gates and it can settle midfield around that sort of position, it gets to a really good spot. Blinker's going again, so I'm not sure how it'll jump away. But on its Moonee Valley run, two starts back over 2040, it'll be winning this. And then it was close up in the Matriarch when it was it was a little bit keen in that race. So
yeah.
I'm thinking One More Try, race a bit handier, 480. I think she can win. Now in regards to a little bit of value around other races, I thought in the first race Ronnie J was well over the odds of $11. In race number 6, number 3, Maria Mia at $18 is a good price. And in the last race, Music Edition, $13. I thought that represented pretty good value. So there, last week, we Snap Dancer got up on a hard day, as you know, and it was $14 on the Friday. So one of them get up, I'll be a happy man.
It'll pay for the beers anyway, Guesty. Good on you, mate. Do you have a special tonight? Friday special. We can watch you on Sky Racing 1, of course.
No, it's no golly tonight.
Oh.
No, not on tonight.
Cranbourne, sorry. Have you got a winner for us at Cranbourne?
No, I haven't gone right through tonight, so I don't want to be just...
Oh, okay.
Willy-nilly.
I apologise. You're a Moonee Valley specialist on a Friday night. You don't worry about Cranbourne.
That's it.
I forgot about that. Hey, Guesty, have a good night.
Yeah, thank you, mate.
There's my guest there. Ocean Beyond, a promising galloper, goes around in race 5 for Daniel Bowman, and this horse... Everybody wanted to tip me this horse on debut. Hopefully, Dan, you got the early price. Good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Gareth. Yeah, we did. I hope you listened.
Yeah, I did listen. It was one of those times, you know, when you've got mates of mates and the text message gets sent, or geez, you better have something on Dan's horse today. And, hey, it didn't let the punters down. Meets a nice field. This is a harder race, of course, but are you confident that he can step up and be competitive here?
Look, I think he's going to be up to this sort of level and better in time, whether this comes a bit soon. But, you know, this time of year, just off back end of the spring, there's probably not a whole lot of difference between a three-year-old benchmark race and the listed race. So, you know, I think we can measure up, yeah.
And he jumps and he puts himself into the race, which is a big positive, especially around the Valley. And you've got Nicolini Vito that will be giving you a start.
Yeah, look, I think he's got great gate speed and he just travels at a good tempo or a slow tempo comfortably. He's going to be able to put himself wherever he wants to be. It's going to be up to Harry, and he can sort of travel anywhere. But I think it's good tempo. You know, Deep Speed's going to be on speed, and he's going to be there for a long way. And as you said, the Hayes horse is going to be the one coming late. So hopefully if we can be in between him and hit the front at the right time, we can hang on.
Are we having a bet tonight?
Oh, look, we got enough out of him first. Okay. So good trainer once told me once you get an earn out of a horse in a prep, you don't need to keep backing it.
So, All right, then.
I'm happy to go around with the prize money tomorrow.
What about at Warrnambool? Are you having a punt there? You've got three chances, I think. A couple in the first race, Dawn Colours and Typhoon Moon, and that maiden over the 7 furlongs or the 1,400 metres, and then just around midnight goes around in the benchmark 64 over the 2,000.
I've got a lot of time for Typhoon Moon. We had her in at Geelong Monday, but we scratched because of the heavy track. So this race at Warrnambool, 1,400 again, 3 weeks between runs. I thought she was huge first up and come through it really good. And I think she's going to be a nice three-year-old in the autumn. So I would hopefully be expecting her to go pretty close on Sunday, and then we can just put her away till the autumn.
All right, mate. Good luck over the weekend, especially with Ocean Beyond. He looks exciting, and it's a good race, the Mackenzie Stakes. But and it's great to see Harry Coffey get an opportunity to in town. Love him. And he's kicking plenty of goals this season. So we wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Gareth. Appreciate it.
There's Daniel Bowman there. Ronnie Duffersey joins us. Handy enough meeting as well at Rosehill Gardens. The Festival Stakes Group 3, the feature. The Starlight Stakes listed in the ATC Cup, also a listed event. The feature races at Rosehill. Ron, do you like the cart?
Look, I'm surprised it stood up after a hectic week schedule of racing with all the carnival. But, yeah, it's a really deep program. We're going to have a very hot day tomorrow. We've got hot weather policies in place with 40 degrees at Rosehill. So track will be good and the rail is normal.
Where do we start with your best bets?
Races 2, 8 and 9, a few of these prices are gone. Race 2, number 2, Almania, you'd know this horse, imported, debuted in Australia at Flemington. He was heavily backed early and then got back out late, but geez, he got the line really nicely into second place behind Barad there. So up to 2,400, he looks a real stayer. And look, he put up $5, he's into about 260 now, but I think he's too good for a race like this. So race 2, number 2, Almania. And then the last two races. Race 8, number 4, Snitz. And the price has gone to him as well. They went up $11. This horse, that was ridiculous. He's a horse that had form around Classique Legend last preparation. He's a very sharp type of horse. What I like about him is the map. He's drawn 2. There's really good speed here with Space Boy and Easy Eddie going forward. So he camps on them, gets the right run. And I think he's very hard to hold out for Nash Rawilla. Race 8, number 4, Snitz. I reckon this horse in the last is unbelievable odds. Number 2, Too Big Fari. Look, he drops in grade from the Kosciuszko first up, and then the benchmark 78 at Newcastle over the Carnival. They run faster than the Hunter in that race, and he led up. So he went too hard up front. So he's up to 1,500. He gets. I'd suggest he gets easy control up front here for this young lady, Michaela Weir. If this was McDonald on this horse, there'd be a 4 in front of its name, $4 something. So we're getting $9.50. I think he's the gamble of the day. Race 9, number 2, Too Big Fari.
All right, we're on, Ron. We'll have to wait till the last, but I like the confidence there. You've had a wonderful year. Hey, Ronnie, Trekking, does he just turn up and win that winner bottom?
With luck, yep. You know, we need a pike special, which we expect all the time. I'm going to have a little favour on Valor Road from the good draw.
Okay.
But Trekking from Valor Road for me.
All right, then. You enjoy your... How many more weeks for you, Ronnie, until your Christmas break?
I'm going to be with you next week, and I'm going to take 2 weeks off.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Jeez, yep. That's good. We've got you for another week and only 2 weeks off. We'll probably see you on the Gold Coast, Magic Millions.
Yeah, I'll be up at the Magic Millions. I might even go and have a look at Tasmania or something.
All right, then. Hey, we've got some great friends in Tassie. I'll get Steve Old, who does Tassie Time with me on a Wednesday morning, and he's got more contacts in the white pages. So,
good restaurants up here for me.
All right, mate. We'll look after you. Good on you, Ronnie.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Ron Duffersey there. Adam Durant joins us. Big meeting in Ascot tomorrow. He's one of the best trainers, not only in the West, but in this country. Good morning to you, Adam.
Morning, Gareth.
Can you win the Winter Bottom with a horse by the name of Stageman?
Oh, I think we can. I certainly wouldn't swap him for any other runner in the race. Lead-up runs have been pretty well faultless. Hopefully we've just adjust a couple of things with him and he gets away clean, and it'd be pretty hard to say he's not going to be right in the finish.
Has he pulled up okay after he competed on that really heavy track a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, he did. He came through it really well. I think it's probably brought him on a fraction more fitness-wise, and those conditions didn't bother him at all, and he's pretty adaptable. He's run well on a heavy track before, and certainly on sort of fast tracks, which we're generally accustomed to over here. So he's pretty adaptable, and he's drawn the right barrier. We just got to get away clean. That's going to be the main factor. You don't want to give him too much of a head start in races like this.
Can you get in front of? Is that the idea, to make sure that you got a couple of lengths in? You're a couple of lengths in front of trekking anyway.
Yeah, look, he's a funny horse. You've got to have him in his comfort zone. So we're not worried. We're not too worried about anything else in the race as far as our tactics go. We just want to get away clean and just have basically a trouble-free run where he can flow. And, you know, there's no horse in the race that can run a quicker sectional than him. He's got the best turn of foot in the race, barring, you know, Colding's obviously got the record on the board. He's a top-grade sprinter, but this guy's a proper good horse when he's on song. You look at his sectional numbers and they don't lie, and he does it consistently. So he's one of those that just needs the right flow at the right time. And if he gets it, he's going to be very, very hard to hold out.
All right, mate, we're nearly running out of time. We've got a commitment coming up. But what's your best outside of Stageman? The A. Durant male for our mates in Melbourne, mate. Come on.
Oh, look, there's a filly in a pretty soft race that Pikey gets back on. Horse called I'm Pretty.
Yep.
He's got a great record on her. It's a $100,000 race, but it's probably a Class 3 sort of quality. So we're very happy with her, and I think Pikey getting back on is a great advantage. And I think we'll have a good day all round. You can follow every runner each way, and I think you'll finish on top.
People tell me when you go to the discos, you look into the mirror and you say exactly that to pump yourself up. I'm pretty. Go and get them, Adam.
I wouldn't have thought. Yeah. Yeah, mate.
There's Adam Durant there. James Cummings, the maestro, is out to win his first Winter Bottom Stakes, the feature sprint race in the West, worth $1 million. He has the favourite, Trekking. He's booked William Pike, and this is what James had to say about Trekking's chances.
When he runs in this Winter Bottom, he'll be one of the hard trying sprinters in the race.
How do you compare him from 12 months ago?
Oh, look, we think that he's advantaged by having one less run in the lead-up to this Winter Bottom. And he's probably a bit the better for having had the experience last year too.
So that's James Cummings. Tomorrow afternoon at Ascot, that feature race is the second last on the program. Race number 9, the Crown Perth Winter Bottom Stakes, Trekking at 2:30. That's a good enough push from Adam Durant. He's a good judge. And Stageman, you can get $11.310 at an each-way price. And Ronnie Dovesey doesn't mind. Valor Road an each-way price at $14.370. I'm Pretty, that tip there from Adam Durant in race number 4. He's a good judge when he's confident. Pike on. Get on now. $7.50 each way all day for I'm Pretty. Third up this preparation. You're with Gareth Hall here on RSN Central's Metroform Express. They're racing at Doomben in Brisbane. Michael Maxworthy joins us now to help us back a winner in Brizzy tomorrow afternoon. Good morning or afternoon to you, Maxie.
Yes, hello, Gareth. We've got a meeting at Dalby today. I'm here. I can tell you it's about 35 degrees,
okay.
Very hot winds blowing, but tomorrow, an excellent card of racing, day 2 of the TAB Summer Racing Carnival in Brisbane, and it's Tats Recognition Stakes Day, and I've got one that I really like in that race, race 8 on the card.
All right, mate, take it away with your specials.
Okay, race 3, number 9, is the first of them, Gin and Bitters. She's perfectly placed in this benchmark 72 over the 1,050. Her two runs back from the spell in similar races to this have been very good from wide gates. The difference is this time she's third up and she's drawn barrier number 2, so very hard to beat. She's already been back 3-9 Gin and Bitters. Race 5, number 2, Chris Waller's Kubrick, who ran second to the J.J. Atkins as a 2-year-old. He's only 3 lengths off Bivouac, and yes, 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 in the Golden Rose as a three-year-old. Look, he's lost his form, but he's come back to the Gold Coast stable of Chris Waller, and they've got him going well. He ran fourth at Doomben a couple of weeks ago. He actually jumped on level terms. He'd been missing the kick in Sydney, jumped on level terms, a little bit keen, maybe just felt the pinch slightly a little bit towards the end. This is perfect for him. Race 5, number 2, Kubrick. And the other one that I like is in the recognition. Herovian's going for 10 wins on the trot. He's the favourite, but I think this this Prophet, 8-10 Prophet, I've seen him in two jump outs. He's had an official trial, but he won beating Boom Sara. I think he'll run well first up. He just needs a touch of luck from the awkward gate. Around about $6.50, $7, we can play him each way all day. That's 8-10 Prophet. Gareth?
All right, then. Let's hope we can make a profit. Good on you, Maxie. Enjoy Derby. Make sure you keep your shirt on.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
There's Michael Maxworthy. Pete Staples joins us. Hobart Sunday. Hopefully it's a fill up there in Tasmania. G'day, Pete.
Hello, Gareth. Pretty good, mate.
How do we back a winner there on a Sunday afternoon?
Well, I think Scotty Brunton might get a double.
Okay.
In race two, it's a two-year-old race. There's only seven in it, but he's got a first starter in that. She's making her debut called Neutralise. Now, I watched her win a trial at Owick a couple of weeks ago, and I'm telling you, she was super impressive. Siggy Carr had the option to ride a couple of others, but she absolutely knocked it back and said, I'm sticking with this one, thank you. And she rode her in the trial and was super impressed. So I think Neutralise, number seven in race two. Then we go over to race six, and Scotty Brunton's three-year-old only had two starts for two wins. First Accused, he said he's a Guinea's horse, and I was out at Seven Mile Beach this morning having a look at him, and he looked absolutely magnificent. He's really come on since that last win, and I think he can make it a double for the stable. So race two, number seven, Neutralise, and race six, number three, First Accused.
Love your work. I text Scotty Brunton. I said, the punters love a bit of Scotty Brunton mail for a Sunday, and he tipped me First Accused and Neutralised and Valabar as well, so we can take the treble, the Staples and Brunton all up. Looking forward to it, Pete. Enjoy your weekend and play well.
Same to you, mate.
There's Pete Staples. Nadia Horn, welcome back. How are we making some money there at that Metro meeting at Morpheville tomorrow in South Australia?
A good program of the City of Marion Stakes. So we kick things off, race three, number one, Ali Boom. Now, Richard Jolly's elected to keep his horse in Adelaide. Of course, was going to go around one of the fancies at Mooney Valley with Craig Williams aboard, but they've elected to kick the horse home. Look, it obviously comes off of quite an impressive victory at Flemington last time out over the carnival in that three-year-old race. It rated to a new career peak on that occasion. This looks a very good race for it. It's obviously going to get a run just off speed. By betting 220, that looks to be a really good bet for mine. So race three, number one, Ali Boom, is the first of the specials. We then roll into race six over 1,100. And here I like number two, Lancaster Sound, who does come off of a recent win. That performance was at this course over 1,050. He's up to the 1,100 in this race tomorrow, but there was a lot to like about the performance last time out, where it had the fifth best last 600 and was in the top 10 for its 400 and 200 metre splits in the run home. So Lancaster Sound's going particularly well, race 6-2. And the other horse we like comes up in the feature, the listed City of Marion Stakes, where Philip Stokes is elected to send Too Good Too Hard home. Of course, this horse was a runner-up at Group 2, 3 level last time out in a stakes race over the Flemington Carnival. That looks a good enough form line for this. She's had the three runs back now this preparation, and there looks to be lightning-fast speed in this race, which is going to suit her ideally because she's going to get a camp just off pace and she's 4 weeks between runs. So I like her range 7-5. So the three specials, 3-1, 6-2, 7-5.
All right, then. Thanks for that, Nadia. Catch up with you tomorrow.
Thanks, Gareth.
Harness racing tomorrow night. Good program there at Melton. Dan Malecki, how do we make some money? Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Gareth. Look, it's a very good program. I thought that the claiming race, race two, it's a good claiming race, a maximum claim of 50 grand, but I think it suits Star of Memphis with the race fitness on its side. It's had enough racing back. This is its chance. So I'll be thinking each way, race two, number 10, Star of Memphis.
Yep.
And towards the end of the card, out the play is short enough, but I think he can be winning race eight or seven. And in the last event, race 10, been really taken with the way Jillaby Nitro is going and improving through his prep. So I think he can win the last, Gareth, race 10. a bit of a night owl. It's after 11 o'clock, the last. But number five, Jillaby Nitro, I thought was the best on the card.
Okay, we'll catch up with Jason Lee tomorrow as well on RSN's race day mornings on that Saturday. Hey, Dan, good tipping. I've got one for you as well. And it's race five, horse one, Diamonds and Cash to lead all of the way. And I'm keen on a two-year-old a little earlier on in the day. I love the way that the Isabella Walsh two-year-old Viva La Rock's been going, $2.70. Have a wonderful day, Danny. Love you your too. Work.
Likewise, Gareth. Thanks,
there's mate. Dan Malecki there. George Ferrugia, how do we make some money at the Meadows tomorrow night?
Afternoon, mate. I do like one later in the program, stepping up to 600 metres, Bobby the Brute. Of course, this greyhound finished second behind Simon Told Helen in the Geelong Cup. Since then, it's been beaten by Shimmer Shine. It won at Sandown in 29.30, and then it had no luck in a heat of the Melbourne Cup. Yeah, look, there's some good greyhounds against it, like Mapunga Isla, My Girl Kizzy, Star Blazer. But, look, if he just settles in a good position, Gareth, you'd think he'd be very hard to beat here. Race 9, number 4, Bobby the Brute, having his first start over 600. Quaddy numbers, mate, 2, 4, 5 and 6, into 2, 7 and 8, into 1, 2, 6 and 8, into 1, 2, 3 and 6. And good luck to you and Shimmer Shine tonight in the Melbourne Cup, mate.
Who wins the Melbourne Cup, Georgie?
Oh, yeah, I'm sticking with Simon Told Helen because of the box draw. I think he should be able to lead. And then, as we've discussed time and time again, there's not much between those Fab Four greyhounds. And whoever can find the top, I think, will be hard to beat. He's best served by the box draw. I've got a sneaky suspicion about Tigalong Tonk. And I've had a play each way on Manila Night in the Bowl Trees.
Okay. Good luck, George. Enjoy tonight. It's the great night. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
George Ferrugia's Greyhound Form for the Metropolitan Festival of Greyhound Racing, culminating in the TAB Melbourne Cup Final at Sandown Park tonight.
And to finish off the Form Express, not far away there at Wodonga, they are starting to head to the gates. Adam White with his play of the night there in the opening one day between India and Australia. Whitey, welcome back to RSN Central.
Thank you, Gareth. The Warrandyte under-10s to have a good night tonight okay. over the under-10 Warrenwood team.
What price?
We don't score, but we'll have a good win.
All right,
cricket then. Will be the winner. Australia and India, bright, sunny conditions as it stands in Sydney. This game to get underway in about just under 2 hours from now. I'm going with India. You can okay. get nearly 2.30. I know Rohit Sharma's not
2.35.
Playing for India. I know Rohit Sharma's not playing for India, but I just think they've had the better preparation. We talked about this the other day compared to the Australians that are just meeting up as an entire group today for the first time. They haven't had the ideal preparation. I think India has. And I think at 2.35, they're over the odds.
Right,
I think it's worth a play.
High bat, Warner Smith, Finch, around that $4 quote. Labuschagne, $5.50. Stoinis at $5.50.
I'd go with Labuschagne.
Okay. You love Marnus these days.
I do. I think he's maybe their best player.
And Kohli should dominate. Best
What's Shikhadhawan?
For India?
Yeah.
All markets. I can't find him. Run scorer.
I hope he's playing.
I think he is. But they've only got the Australian. There we go, the Indian team. Which one?
Shikhadhawan.
I don't think he is playing. Kohli's at 340. Oh, yeah, we are. Darwin there, 420.
He'd be mine.
All right, then. Whitey, enjoy your day. Don't forget, it's $1 million guaranteed pool, a 200K jackpot at the Greyhounds tonight. Jason Adams is quaddy. Field first leg, 2, 5, 7, and 8 second leg, 1, 2, 6 third leg, and 1 and 2 in that final leg. And Guesty's best bets, Moonee Valley tomorrow, race 4, number 5, race 5, number 5, race 7, number 8, and the value, race 1, number 1, race 6, number 3, race 9, number 3. If you missed any of the Form Express for today and tomorrow, just subscribe to RSN Central with your local